estamos en vivo, estamos grabando, ya estamos aquí. Yo, shout out to my motherfucking cousin, Fabio, in the building.
Insane ATL.
Shout out to Steven from Los Bravos Inc. And most of all, my special guest, my guy, my dude, Mr. Lyricist himself. How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, I feel good, baby. Tú sabes, aquí apoyando.
I appreciate that, man. And people may not realize this, man. You've been around for a while.
Yeah, I have.
You've been out here. You've been in these streets, nigga.
Yeah, I have. I'm more underground than anything.
Underground, pero hey, yeah. Es el movimiento, ¿verdad? El underground. Dime de ti, manager. ¿De dónde eres tú?
Yo soy de Caguas, Puerto Rico.
Caguas, Puerto Rico.
Soy directo de la isla, papá.
¿Y cuánto tiempo tú tienes aquí?
Yo vivo en Atlanta ya, para cumplir en febrero, casi 17 años.
¿17 años? Sí, that's a whole papi. Nigga.
Word up. That's true, though. I mean, yeah, I've been here since... No, like, I've been here since 03. I'm 29 years old.
Nigga, pero tú te mantienes. Nigga, you look like you're 19 years old, bro.
Hey, shout out to my mom. Shout out to my pops. Give me that good
look at
jeans.
That. No, pero te mantienes. Pero ni una espinilla. Yo, no, sube ni una.
Ya tú sabes, el tiempo me ha tratado bonito.
No. Está heavy duty. Yes, so, sir. Man, I hear a lot of big things are happening. The last time I saw you,
what's up?
Was at the Jay Quiles concert. Yes, I feel sir. Like I've said that a couple of times in the last couple podcast interviews.
Yeah.
But I saw you at the Jay Quiles.
Shout out to Jay Quiles.
I was like, I know this nigga. I mean, like, it wasn't the time to be like, hey, do that one after me.
Yeah, of course.
You know? But I seen you. I was like, okay, all right, cool. And then me dicen, oh, that's Lyricist. That's, you know, like, that's Steven's guy. I'm like, okay, all right. Entonces, the second that you came in here, like, my nigga, hey, I'm like, oh, Trap Militia. Yes, no sir. Way.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Brian.
R.I.P. to my boy, Brian Soto. You already know, Trap Militia for life. Hey, shout out to my nigga Rico, too.
Yo, let me tell you, Brian was one of those biggest supporters that I had, my nigga. When I was doing like rumba and all that good stuff, cuando yo estaba pariciando, él siempre estaba ahí. Y nunca se olvidaba que yo le metía al rap.
Claro.
Él nunca se olvidaba. I was like, nigga, when you gonna do a motherfucking like verse or some shit like that? I'm like, en esos tiempos yo no estaba enfocado en eso.
Of course.
Yo estaba, tú sabes, buscándome los cuartos donde yo me lo estaba buscando en ese tiempo.
Of course.
So, I'm upset that I missed out on that situation, pero who would have known that, you know, that whole situation where it went down. So R.I.P. to him.
R.I.P. to my boy Brian.
So that's how you started, right?
Shout out to the crew.
Let's stop that right there.
Hey, Team Militia for life, baby.
For real. And Hennessy, y'all need a motherfucking cut of check.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put the Hennessy cups right here. Right?
Yo, Hennessy, let us know. Duce, let us know. We ready.
Duce still around?
Yeah, of course. Duce is good, man. A lot of people. The thing is with Duce is that. Everybody will choose Hennessy over it. Nothing wrong. Hennessy good, but
it just looked like a bigger bottle.
Well, the thing with Duce is that it's a little bit more smoother.
And it is smoother. Wait. Like, you don't even need, like, no coke in it.
Yeah. Nah. You just drink it straight. It's so smooth.
Smooth as hell. But I think, you know, like, look, bottle popping in the club.
Ace of spades.
People do the visuals, nigga. Niggas buy visuals,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
All right? That's simple as fuck.
Nah, that's real. Fact.
Motherfuckers, you know, like, hey, the Ciroc's, bro. Ciroc is honestly not that great of a vodka. Tito's vodka is a lot greater, right?
Yeah, of course.
But guess what? Look at the fucking label for Tito's. It looked like some nigga did that shit in MS Paint.
But hey, shout out to Tito's though, because they popping. Yeah, Tito's, you popping.
I might say some good shit now.
I love this. This is a good vibe, man.
So Boricua.
Ya tú sabes, papi.
So how you feel about all these non-Puerto Rican ass niggas getting all up in your shit? Or into the reggaeton? What's up?
Pues, para serte sincero, y lo digo con mucho respeto a todos los colegas, a toda persona que quiera hacer reggaeton, para nosotros, como Boricua, eso es algo muy importante en este género. Hay mucha gente que lo quieren hacer y hay muchos que suenan bien, hay muchos que no suenan bien, pero le están dando vida a lo que los pioneros de nosotros, que son Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, Tego y muchos nombres que puedo decir aquí todo el día, pero el punto es que gracias a ellos nosotros podemos estar aquí hoy para correr con esa bandera y seguir trayendo ese sonido al mundo completo. Lo más bonito de eso es que sí hay muchos artistas urbanos, pero no, no se clasifican solamente en una generación, ¿me entiendes? Uh-huh. El reggaetón es algo para mí que es como decir, amó la primera vista, ¿me entiendes? Tengo un par de panas que hacen mucho reggaetón. Shout out to MG the Artist, shout out to Flaco, shout out to Ye, shout out to Pumita. And plenty
whole
other
squad,
movies.
Whole squad.
Yeah, the whole squad. But también el movimiento de Atlanta también.
Hay, duro.
Hay muchos ahí también, papi, que rompen también en reggaetón.
I'm trying to figure out how to get down with them.
Oh, nah, it's, papi.
I'm tranquilo. Like, I'm Dominican. I drive a Honda.
Yeah, nah, nah. Like, it ain't even.
I play baseball. Like,
nah, nah, pero para serte real de la pregunta, I mean, yo creo que eso ha dejado una huella bien grande en este mundo. Eso nos trajo mucho respeto. Eso, al lado de lo que es el rap. Porque acuérdate que en nuestra generación, en el principio, era rap. ¿Me entiendes?
Yeah, I remember the old Coscu. Coscu.
No, no, yo.
A Buddhist family, Coscu.
Yeah, yeah, no, no, no. Shout out to Coscu. Pero yo te estoy hablando, antes de eso, te estoy hablando de los tiempos de Playero. ¿Me entiendes?
Playero 37.
Yeah, D-Noise. You know, ¿me entiendes? D-Noise, toda esa gente. DJ
you know,
Blast.
I brought Playero here.
But that's dope.
I brought Playero, yeah. I yo, I met that nigga. Hey, that nigga's cool. I got his number. I can probably call
him. Shout out to Playero.
Hold on. Let me see if I can call that nigga.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's up. Call him up. You already know.
Yo, Playero, you remember me? Like,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Pero, nah, let me not do that right now. Put him on the spot and shit like that. Cut the check.
No. Para darte la respuesta, sí, papi. El reggaetón es algo hermoso.
It's beautiful.
Han salido muchos pioneros que en par de generaciones. Hasta el día de hoy, que todavía están pegados y están duros. ¿Me entiendes?
Yeah.
Yo hago reggaetón yo mismo, pero a mí me gusta el rap. Yo empecé en el rap. Mucha gente piensa que yo nada más rapeo en inglés, pero yo también rapeo en español.
Como un dominicano, yo rapo en todos los lenguajes. Yo rapo en todos los lenguajes. Yeah. Pero no, estamos hablando de rapear. Rap. Entonces, ¿tú sientes que hay una diferencia entre el reggaetón? Tú sabes, el que nosotros conocemos, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. El Tego, you know, all that good stuff. Comparado con lo que es el trap ahora.
Pues si podemos.
El trap latino, porque tú sabes que el trap.
Claro, claro. Es no, shit. El trap, of course, I gotta say it in English, of course. Trap started here in Atlanta. You feel me? A lot of people don't understand that, you know, if it wasn't for T.I., if it wasn't for Big Gucci, if it wasn't for Big Homie Jeezy, you feel me? We really wouldn't have this beautiful trap sound that we have here, you know? There's a lot of artists in English that have had great success with trap.
Absolutely.
Just like a lot of Latin trap artists have boosted their career with it.
I feel like Latin trap music has opened up the market to a lot of other nationalities.
Of course.
100%. Now you hear about Argentina niggas.
Yeah.
Now you Chile, hear about niggas de Chile.
Argentina, you know Venezuela.
Y tú sabes que yo siento que eso algo que faltaba. You know why? Porque mira, tú tienes que entender. Ahora mismo como estamos, el reggaetón, música urbana latina, ¿verdad? Viene principalmente de dos países.
Claro.
Puerto Rico.
Claro.
Y Colombia.
Claro.
Los consumidores número uno, ¿verdad? Pero.
Claro.
El mundo entero lo consume.
Claro que sí.
Latino, ¿me entiendes? Yeah. You look at the billboards, you look at the Spotify plays y toda la vaina.
We
el
everywhere.
El mundo entero. Los americanos are trying to figure out what the fuck are these niggas doing.
Es you que me? La razón por qué eso puede pasar. No
el lenguaje. El lenguaje.
Es el palabreo, mi hermano.
También.
Nosotros podemos controlar un poco más con el palabreo de nosotros en español. Las palabras. Para decirles que es la realidad, loco. Nosotros podemos decir más palabras mejor en español que en inglés.
Porque todo termina en A, E, I, O, U.
Es la verdad.
La busqué, la buscaba, estaba, estaré.
Yeah. You already know. Yeah.
Everything kind of rhymes. No,
the, rhyme, the rhyme scheme is very is
versatile.
More articulate and it's versatile.
And it just sounds more beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, well, both of them sound great. They sound amazing.
English is like a German ass shit. Hartenstein.
Nah, now you talking about mumble rap. You talking about mumble rap.
Whatever kind of rap. Yo, look at this nigga flying.
Yeah, what's good?
That's dope.
Yo, my nigga in the back.
Shout out to the YouTube, man.
Yeah, my nigga in the back. Cut the check, YouTube. We ready for you.
Yo.
But to continue what you were speaking of, like, the real sincerity of all it is this. If it wasn't for trap being able to blow up in English how it did global wise,
right,
I don't really think that we would have been able to grasp it the way that we did. You right. know, like, hay mucha gente que le gustan hablar que, oh, que hay muchos reggaetoneros ahora que hacían trap, esto que si lo otro. Claro, papi, ellos cogieron esa herramienta para empezar su carrera. Cuando el mundo le dio su respeto, ahí fue que dijeron,
I'm going to go back to where I started.
Yo, no, yo hago más que trap. Yo puedo hacer reggaetón.
Ajá. Bailable y toda la vaina.
Por eso, yo puedo hacer urban sound.
Pero... No, no voy a contarte ni nada. Eso, estamos en conversación, ¿me entiendes?
Ya tú sabes, papi.
En confianza, you already know. Uh-huh. Yo, como que a mí me dijeron por aquí y por allá que hubo, dije, como un acuerdo con los grandes en el género, de, especialmente de lo que están, you know, los grandes del reggaetón y todo eso, ¿verdad? Of course. Que al salir y el trap hacerse lo popular, que porque mira Bad Bunny.
Ah, claro.
Mira a Noel, ¿verdad?
Claro, lo
mira a Darell, mira a todos estos tigres,
el Eladio Carrión, papi.
Entonces, ¿qué pasó? Subieron estos tigres de Argentina, de Chile,
of course,
tirando vainas heavy duty, hasta gente de Brasil, brasilero ahí, que yo no entiendo, qué sé yo qué.
Pero tienen flow.
Tirando, ¿verdad? Y entonces, como que, espérame, tenemos que volver a reggaetón porque nos van a comer los cheles. Nos van a comer.
Claro, claro, claro.
¿Me entiendes?
Yo entiendo lo que tú dices.
Y yo digo, I'm like, is that a good thing or is it a bad thing?
Well, in my opinion, as a person.
Because you've noticed. My nigga, when was the last time Anuel dropped the trap song?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's been a minute. Yeah, it's been a minute, but.
¿Y quién es el papá del trap?
Anuel y Bad Bunny, los dos.
Bad Bunny, when was the last time he dropped the
track? Pero, yeah, pero. Cabrón, espérate. Mira, esta es la realidad. Aunque a ustedes no les gusten, y yo digo esto a los fanáticos, yo digo esto a la gente que apoyan nuestro movimiento, que es mundial. Ustedes tienen que aceptar que no solamente vino Anuel en el trap, vino Noriel, vino Darell, vino Eladio después. Pero espérate, mucha gente no le gusta darle la banda a Bray Thiago también.
También el Bregolche.
¿Me entiendes? El Bregolche, papi. Saludos a
él. Él no es jovencito, ese chamaquito, él se mantiene, pero...
Pero está duro. No, papi, hay que darle su capa.
Brian Myers, nigga.
Brian Myers también.
Mike Towers,
pero
bro.
Mike,
es un tigre que ha trabajado.
Yeah, Mike Towers, lo que me
I'm
gusta.
I'm going to bring that nigga to Atlanta. Lo digo aquí yo mismo.
Claro, papi, fuck tráelo.
With
yo,
fuck with me.
Yo, Mike, when you're ready, pull up. We going to support you 100%.
Now, that's going to be part of the contract.
Shout out to my boy, Ye. He's a big fan of you. Él es bien fanático de ti. El pana mío, Ye, de Cora. Pero lo que estaba diciendo era que alrededor de ese combo, ¿me entiendes?
Yeah.
Porque mucha gente ignoran que Esclava se pegó.
Yeah.
Esclava fue uno de los temas de trap que el mundo completo dijo, puñeta, ¿qué es esto?
Es verdad, verdad, verdad.
¿Me entiendes? Y después sacaron con ella y yo que se metió tempo. ¿Me entiendes?
También.
Pero no se olviden. Pistolón con Arcángel.
Absolutely. Oye, pero tú tienes que entender que Arcángel, el grandpa de también.
Ese es el papá. Y respeto a la Mirage.
La Mirage.
Respeto.
Tú sabes que yo fui el primero que traje a Arcángel to Atlanta.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I remember all his concerts.
2007 at Atlanta Peach.
Bro. Yo, he always shut everything down here in the city.
That nigga,
Austin,
I was just expecting him to be a little bit more animated because he's a little nigga. You expect little niggas got more energy and shit.
But yeah, he might be little in stature, but he's a big nigga.
But that nigga said, yo, he chill. Yo me voy a parar aquí.
Yeah.
Ustedes me vinieron a ver a mí. Yo no, I don't gotta run around. Pero, y'all know where I'm at.
Pero si tú has visto de ese tiempo que tú lo traíste hasta ahora, papi, él es como el vino.
Él ha cambiado mucho. Se le han bajado, se le bajó los humos.
Claro.
Porque. Let me not talk shit.
No, you're not talking shit, look.
I'm talking
bro.
About behind the scenes. I'm talking about behind the scenes. Yeah, I'm not talking about like what's on TV.
The reality.
Like, I picked him up, you know, so I spent like 2-3 days. And that wasn't the first time I dealt with him. You got me? I dealt with him a lot because I used to work for Universal Motown Records.
Yes.
So when Zion
dropped
Perfect Melody.
Yes, you did. Yes.
I was around with them. You get me? Sir. So Dando Vuelta. And you know, it was more with Della, pero tuve que, you know, I had to, you know, like rub elbows with Arcángel.
Hey,
and
shout out to Della Ghetto too.
Della, yo, Rafael, yo, swear to God, that nigga's a talented motherfucker, bro.
He's a beautiful soul, man.
Very, very talented. He works hard. I think he's misunderstood a lot.
Yeah, I think
most artists are misunderstood. I think that's why they're artists.
Of course. I mean,
you gotta keep grinding because it's like alguien me tiene que entender one day.
Of course. I mean, lo bonito de ellos dos y que mucha gente, papi, no.
Como ellos they rekindled y ellos se volvieron a hacer su pase.
Claro, pero también como ellos nos trajeron tantas cosas nuevas.
They
cabrón.
Changed it.
¿Tú no te
they
acuerdas?
Yo remember Arcángel en De La Ghetto and Buddha's Family?
Yeah.
Oh, policías envidiosos.
Pues después Baby Records y todo eso. Pero lo que yo respeto y admiro desde la Jeezy y Austin, y lo digo aquí públicamente, y esto no es mamando bicho, porque todos los haters cuando tú dices
cero mamadera,
cero mamadera de bicho aquí, papi. Pero esta es la realidad. Ellos dos fueron una gran importancia en el género.
Absolutamente.
Mucha gente no le gusta darle respeto a ellos.
Fueron
porque...
un catalista.
Exactly.
Para explotar.
Yes. They were that missing formula that we needed at that time for everything to explode. Of
era
course.
Más calle. Era más calle. Tú sabes, like, yeah, habían, tú sabes, los reggaetoneros que tenían su fama en ese tiempo, pero ellos estaban como que...
They real niggas.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Like, yo, look, bro, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you good. Nigga, estamos en conversación.
Yeah. The truth of it is this, bro. If y'all niggas don't like... Well, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general, because there's a lot of haters. If y'all niggas don't like what they did for us, for me as an artist, for me, Lyricist ATL, to be standing here talking like this, if y'all don't appreciate what they did for us to be here today, then stop consuming music. Because at the end of the day, they were the two torches. Then it was Joel y Randy. We can keep naming them all day. You know
what,
that.
What they did was they took what was popular in Puerto Rico and made it good looking outside of it.
I mean, bro.
My nigga, Yagi Maki were popping.
Yeah,
and them
nigga.
Ugly ass niggas.
But they're one of the greatest duos.
Tell
though.
Me que si o no.
A lot of people.
La canción que tenían ellos con Arcángel y con fucking.
Aparentemente dos, papi. Tú sabes que los favoritos dos están.
Pa' frontearle a cualquiera.
Yes, sir. Pero
ugly ass niggas. And but, honestly, you know, pero en Puerto Rico pegaba, no
of
importa.
Course, of
mira
course.
Tego.
That's the biggest stage. Tego pero, Calderón, el
pero
el
entonces, yo, what they took, ellos cogieron esos calles que no era tan lindo.
Of course.
And they put it in a fucking younger package.
Yeah.
You get
they,
me?
They Picasso'd that shit.
And they Picasso'd that shit and said, hey, yo, we can be fly también. You get me? Se dieron pinta. Look, back in the day, niggas didn't know how to dress.
Nah, that's real.
Ellos fueron los primeros que se pusieron su Gucci.
Yeah,
¿me entiendes? Ellos fueron, le dieron el brillo, digo yo.
They went from
aparte
the
de los grandes. I mean, obvio, tú sabes, Daddy.
Of course.
Aunque Daddy no se quita su playera blanca, man, que no importa. O la negra,
hey, shout out to Daddy Yankee, though.
Yo, how this nigga got like 25 years in the game, my nigga? Every year, at least one fucking number one hit single.
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Eso
you can't deny greatness. You can't. He's great.
Illuminati. ¿Tú piensas que
Illuminati?
No, él, he's illuminated. Yankee. He's illuminated, but he ain't no Illuminati.
Yeah, pero yo,
eso es Raymond. Shout out to my tocayo. Yeah.
For real. Nah, that's real. But algo de Yankee que yo lo voy a decir públicamente. Te admiro, te respeto, te doy todas las gracias del mundo por llevar este género mundialmente. También a Don Omar. A mucha gente...
Duele. I don't know. Algo me duele. They like, what happened with Don Omar?
Well,
even though I don't know if anything actually happened.
Yeah, a lot of us don't know, but the reality of it all is.
But I feel like he should have been right there always, porque he had that soul.
He's always been there. They're bro.
Reggaeton Latino.
They're there, bro. Like, bro.
Diablo, Yankee. Este con un platazo. Este, yo, show the camera, nigga. Pero yeah. Tú, come solo. Este maldito come solo. El diablo, yo, shout out to Fabio, it's his birthday.
Yeah,
él
yo,
tiene
shout
un
out
platazo.
To my boy Fabio. More blessings to
él
him.
Él tiene un arroz blanco con black beans y queso. Nigga, yo, ya me dio hambre hablando de
ya
eso.
Ya tú sabes.
We're going to Carmen's later.
Of course.
Carmen, pero you don't got to cut the check, just give us food.
Para seguir la conversación.
Síguele.
Lo que yo estaba tratando de decir era que yo le doy muchas gracias a él. También se la doy a Don Omar también. Uh-huh. Papi, yo te voy a ser bien real. Los dos tienen una química unigénica cuando viene a escribir canciones de reggaetón.
Absolutely.
I mean,
ellos saben hacer chanteo, que la gente...
Pero cabrón, no te olvides que en el Cangri, ¿te acuerdas? Que Yankee estaba rapeando.
Yeah, Winchester.
Exacto. También Don Omar en King of Kings. Te rapió también.
I'm sorry, King of Kings was my favorite.
That's Don a Omar. Legendary album.
Tú, we were talking about Eliel, right?
Of course, Eliel, bendiciones.
Eliel.
El que habla con no, las manos.
No hay un producer que ha hecho un dembow que te fucking, like, just resuena uh-huh. en la canción que tú no le vas a esperar. En King of Kings, Angelito Vuela.
Claro.
Como ese dembow cae, my nigga. Because that's the slow and dembow you're gonna find. Eso es como un 80 BPM.
Of course.
My nigga.
It's aggressive. Eso es para, tú sabes, sandunguear, mi hermano.
Mira la canción. Eso no es para sandunguear. Eso es like, yo no te conozco, bitch.
Eso es para guayar y te veo cuando te vea.
No me entiendo. Con gorrita no hay happy birthday.
Of course.
Shout out to Don Omar. ¿Tú
yes,
ves?
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
el
sir.
Punto llegó, ¿verdad? Yeah, estamos yes. aquí hablando de eso hace cuántos años, fue hace 15 años.
Yeah, bro. I mean, y mira ahora.
15 years ago? Like, yeah.
I think it was about, yeah, 15, but hey, look what he did with Bad Bunny's, las canciones que no iban a salir. ¿Me entiendes?
Yo no sé de eso, dime.
Papi, tú estás loco. ¿Tú no has escuchado?
Nigga, I'm in Atlanta, nigga. What the fuck?
Mira, cuando tú tengas
dice
tiempo.
Que yo, Ramón, tú no te enteraste.
No, Ramón, cuando tú tengas tiempo, vete a iTunes, Apple Music.
That would be the day. Que cuando tengas tiempo.
Yeah, cuando tengas tiempo, papi. Y escucha el álbum de Bad Bunny, las canciones que no iban a salir. Y tú vas a ver cómo Don Omar le enseña de nuevo al mundo.
How to bust the remix.
Que él es el papá también. Y esto es cero mamadera de bicho.
It's not normal, bro. It's allowed.
Yeah. Nah, ni pa' tampoco, porque tú sabes que los héroes van a decir, mira este lambeojo, mira este cabrón.
A William Omar, man, que se le da su respeto.
Yeah, shout out to William Omar,
you already know. So, man, nigga.
¿Qué más quieres saber, papá?
Yo quiero saber ahora de tu música, man. Well, ¿cuánto tiempo tú tienes ahora en totalidad de hacer música?
Pues para serte bien sincero, cuando yo salí de preso en el 2016, uh-huh. que fue 4 años, disculpa, porque es 2020. Y vamos para el 21.
Ya vamos, coño.
Yes, five years. Pero para ser bien honesto, el pana mío Speakerbox, shout out to my boy Speakerbox. Cuando yo salí de preso, él me vino a buscar a mi casa y me llevó a un estudio aquí en the east side of Atlanta. And he was like, yo, you've been freestyling out here for years. I mean, to be real,
that don't make money.
I'm gonna say it publicly. Yeah, it don't make me money, but I'm 22-0.
22-0, no, like you did battle raps?
I used to go to any corner, any club, ask Jay Majestic. I used to go
That's
anywhere.
That's my brother. Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, shout out to Jay. And I will battle anybody. It don't matter. English, Spanish, it don't matter.
Oh, okay.
The reason why I did that.
That's actually how I met you.
Yeah, that is how you met me. I mean, Jay was the first one to give me a microphone at the club. You feel me? But para darte la respuesta, I didn't really take it serious at that time because I was still running around in the streets.
Making money.
Yeah, I was doing what I was doing. You feel me?
Young nigga shit. It is what it is.
I don't need to hide my colors. It's the truth. You feel me? I'm transparent. So, yo lo cogí bien en serio, papi. Al final del 2019, cuando yo me reconecté con Flaco. Uh-huh. Que mucha gente lo conocen a él de los tiempos de Flaco y Jonah. With Jaded Records. So, shout out to Jonah. Shout out to Flaco. So, at that time, I used to pull up to Flaco and Jonah shows. And right. I would freestyle to them. And this is the funny part. You're going to laugh. But yo, shout out to my boy Flaco. I love him to death. That's my producer. Great artist. That nigga was so tired of hearing me freestyling.
He's like, bro, de nuevo puñeta.
Nah, that nigga was like, yo. That nigga was like, nigga, I know you nice.
When you going to put out a song,
but when you going to really put a record out. And I was like, damn.
So what was your record?
I didn't have a record at the time.
What was the first record?
My first official record.
¿Cómo se llamaba?
With Flaco. And Flaco, forgive me, but I got to tell the people the truth. You feel me? It was called
Dos Pelcos. This is exclusive.
and a lot of people didn't understand why I was trying to do trap music at the time.
What year is this?
This is, man.
It's important.
To be
bro.
Real, to be real, like
I was making trap music in 2009.
Damn, like that's real. At that time, dog,
Luyan came over here to Atlanta with mm-hmm. fucking con este tigre, con Nicky Jam cuando estaba gordísimo, bro. And I started giving him records of all that with me and Jane. All of we was doing trap music.
Yeah,
we was doing
that.
Trap music. All of us niggas was doing trap music. The ones that was here. Yes.
Que estaba con usted.
Well, I mean, I wasn't giving him that. His
no, no, no.
That was
saying,
actually
like,
before his time, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
around, that's when he started, like,
yeah,
around 2010,
yeah.
around
yeah, yeah.
There.
It was like a year later when you know, L.A.U.E. came out yeah, and all yeah. that, because he used to run with Flaco, too, and all that. He still do, you know what I'm saying?
He's yeah. in a long trajectory he's, out here. Shout out, he's a very talented motherfucker.
Hell
L.A.U.E.
Yeah.
Very talented motherfucker. Mira, I wish to see nothing but the best for him.
Hell yeah.
You got me? Just keep grinding, my brother. Keep grinding,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Let's get it.
Pero lo verdadero es que cabrón y yo me río, pero eso fue mi primer tema con Flaco.
Dos percos.
Me metí dos percos. Me metí dos percos reales en esto. No voy a decir más nada. Ya tú sabes.
I wish I could beatbox.
Nah, you good. Shit, you a man of many talents. Pero no fue hasta que yo y Flaco nos sentamos en, yo creo que fue octubre o noviembre de 2019, cuando yo le dije a él, mira mi hermano, I think it's time for me to let the world know that I'm worthy of this, that I can bring versatility to the table.
¿Qué te importa más? ¿Fama o el dinero?
I'm gonna be 100%. It's all about the check, baby.
Absolutely.
We're not worried about fame, because fame, it only lasts for so long.
You get enough money, you gonna get famous.
Nah, it ain't even about that. I'm gonna
nigga,
be
Warren
you.
Buffett don't got no songs, nigga.
Yeah, I know, but
he ain't got no trap like shake your ass, nigga. Yeah. But everybody know who Warren Buffett is.
Of course. You wanna know why?
Money.
Business.
That nigga live in the same house for the last 60 years.
Yeah.
He's driving the same whip.
That's beautiful.
That nigga ain't pulling up to Lennox.
That's beautiful.
That nigga ain't got no Gucci, no nothing,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
But everybody know who that is. Why?
Of course, that his money. Investments, his knowledge.
So when did this turn? ¿Cuándo cambió esto? Desde un hobby a una avenida de tú ganar dinero, ingreso.
Cuando Flaco a mí me enseñó el instrumental de Jodeci.
Okay,
tengo una
that's
canción,
a song.
Yo tengo una canción que se llama Jodeci. Ustedes lo pueden buscar en todas las plataformas digitales.
En español, Jodeci.
Se jodieron.
Te joden.
Pero it's a Spanish and English song that I did with my boy Waldy. Shout out to Waldy. Much
el
love.
Creator, el Martian.
Yeah, él es un marciano, papi. Él
wait,
es
wait, wait, wait. Ahora, no, él, what does he go by now?
Waldy Mundo Vaginal. Y todo el mundo se ríe, papi, pero yo te voy a decir algo. Eso tiene una pauta bien cabrona. Hey, ¿sabes por qué?
He on TV.
Hey, yo, all due respect to all the young kids who gonna listen to this podcast, to all the ladies, to all the married ladies and all. But pussy runs the world. So why not use that as a platform? And that's what he did.
I believe that pussy motivates the world. pussy motivates the world.
I mean, that's your opinion. I respect it.
No, honestly, that it runs it. I mean, in a way.
I mean,
but it's still men doing the shit.
Let's keep it 100.
But for pussy.
Not exactly.
Because we would all live in cardboard boxes if we could fuck good pussy in a box.
I mean, yeah.
You get me? In a cardboard box.
I mean,
paqueta casota.
Ya tú sabes.
I'm still getting pussy. I'm sure.
Como decía Bernie Mac, if pussy came in a six-pack, I'm buying.
Y tú sigue comiendo ahí. No te atores, maricón.
Pero no, pa concluir lo que tú me preguntaste, hicimos ese tema. Es un tema que es a little bit R&B. A little bit of, you know, a little bit of trap in there, you feel me? A little bit of soul.
Nigga, what happened to R&B?
Man, I'll be honest. R&B ain't dead. It's just a lot of niggas are scared to do R&B.
Why though? Because everybody's doing R&B.
Because society right now, and like I said, nobody get offended when I say this. This is just reality.
Fuck them. Let them get offended.
Nah, I mean, I don't got no hair in my tongue, but I always watch what I say because everybody's always watching what you say.
Right.
And you know that whatever we might say,
you gotta be thankful they watching.
Yeah, yeah. But this is
a lot
of
niggas that say a lot of shit, nobody watching.
Yeah, yeah. This is the reality though. R&B moves the women.
Absolutely.
Pretty girls like trap music. Shout out to my boy 2 Chainz. You feel me? Shout out to Titty Boy. Like, the thing is this. If you scared to go out of your comfort zone
And sing
or to give some to the ladies, then you're not versatile.
Right.
You know, anybody can get on a track and rap. We know that.
That's true.
It's been proven for decades.
Se me está cayendo esta mierda,
coño. No, chill, you good. I'm just saying, like Liano. I know this is a little curveball for you.
Nigga, I was like, huh?
Yeah, it's a little Liano. It's a little curveball.
That's like almost my last right? name. I'm Liranzo. Yeah. Like, who's Liano?
Liano.
Bro,
vete cuando termine.
That nigga owe me some kind of money. Almost having my last name out here, nigga.
Cuando tú termines aquí conmigo, vete y busca el EP o álbum del, perdón, Liano, si es un álbum EP, pero se llama Foreplay.
Foreplay. Yeah. Yo, just real quick, Fabio, how we doing on time?
You got time.
All right,
cool.
So we good, but listen to it. That's R&B. The kid, right. The kid is nice. The kid.
Liano, where is he from?
De Puerto Rico.
I never been there.
Yo, este cabrón. Pero
I've been to Orlando. It feels like it.
Yeah, I mean,
nigga,
of course.
I pulled up to a Walmart in Orlando one time, right?
¿Y qué pasó?
Espérate.
¿Qué Walmart? Porque hay mucho.
Kissimmee,
okay.
Kissimmee. El que está el Rey Chacalante.
Ya tú sabes.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Everybody in there,
yes, sir,
was white. Mm-hmm. I go in there because yo tenía una llanta pichada, tenía que esperar hasta las 9 de la mañana para que la gente...
Claro.
Y yo ahí, qué sé yo qué, y toda esta gente blanquita viéndome dando vueltas, qué sé yo qué. Y entonces uno de repente me dice, oye, papi, I'm like...
Sí.
Tú eres body. Mm-hmm. Nigga, he's like, toditos somos body. I'm like, what are you talking about? My nigga, todos.
Papi.
Eran boricua, toditos, yo, blanquito.
Shout
Fabio.
Out to Orlando.
Fabio, they look white as shit, blue eyes, my nigga, de todo. No, I'm convinced that la capital de Puerto Rico es Orlando.
Nah, don't say that. That's
nigga, like Washington Heights is the capital of the DR.
Nah, my nigga, come on, man. Shout out to Washington Heights, but goddamn, nigga, that's a super reach.
For DR, nigga? Dominican Republic,
I feel you. Pero tú sabes que hay muchos tigres también allá arriba en Washington Heights. Shout out to all the Dominican niggas in New York. Shout out to all my buddies in New York. Shout out to Tali. Shout out to Lito. Shout out to Mesia.
You know what I'm happy about? Me? Tú sabes, like, when I was younger,
what's good?
Había, like, this so-called beef entre los dominicanos y los boricuas. Ya no existe eso.
Nah, man. I really think it was just the fanatics pushing it to a level it didn't need to be in. I mean, we family, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, the only thing that separates us is what?
Un charquito.
¿Y qué más? Que somos ciudadanos nosotros y ustedes no. Pero eso no significa
todavía nosotros
nada.
Tenemos que mangar la visa.
Claro, exacto.
Con los pies.
Pero lo bonito de todo esto es que la República también tiene mucho talento.
Entonces, ¿qué pasa? ¿Por qué los dominicanos no han llegado al nivel de los boricuas? No, don't talk shit.
I mean, it's,
you,
it's,
you better be honest, nigga. Say the truth.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Going live.
Nah, you can go live. I'm going to say it if you was live or not.
Nah, let's do it.
Look, bro. A lot of Dominican artists have always tried to find our formula. The only one who has had success with our formula, and it's because we showed it to him, y'all already know who he is. Se llama El Alfa. Él tiene la fórmula y la bendición de los Bori. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y...
What is that noise?
Y eso es tu teléfono.
How can my phone be doing that?
It's called static.
It's called static from picking up...
Oh, yeah. Stupid. Hold this phone.
But
we live, so point it this way.
Yeah, the point is que El Alfa ha tenido mucha, pero disculpa, mucho success.
Absolutely.
Le dieron la fórmula.
Yo, you see, he did this song with Tiger. That was dope. I think it was a copy. I mean, look, I'm Dominican. Yo soy Dominicano.
Nah, you good. Go ahead.
And I feel like they copied the formula of Tekashi 6ix9ine's video.
Oh, nah, we don't support snitches on this podcast, so don't bring his name up.
Alright, bueno, I'm just saying the video.
Nah, it's all good.
The video, you know, the bright colors, you know, yeah, like Nicki Minaj style. Yeah. I feel like when I heard about the last one, it was just like, nigga, y'all did the same set.
Yeah, but those are real street niggas.
Pero Alfa is smart because he went and he got out of DR. You get me? Es una cosa que es muy importante.
But yo, he was just out there through the holidays, man. He was back home, giving everything to the public, to the kids.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about to get support musically outside of DR.
Yeah, he
Porque
did.
Yo pienso que los dominicanos, man, que, especialmente cuando están haciendo canciones, man, que yo soy dominicano de pura cepa, man, que there's no... Look, I'm born in Dominican Republic. You get me? De padre dominicano. Then nobody can tell me that, oh, you ain't Dominican, man. What Dominicans do is what I do. Why? Because I'm 100% Dominican. You get me? Yeah. I don't give a fuck if I don't act like anybody else or nothing like that. Si yo hablo mal inglés, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Dominicano de pura cepa soy yo.
Of course.
And I don't understand half of the shit that they say in songs, bro. Imagínate alguien que no conoce el lenguaje o el mismo flow que uno, ¿me entiendes?
Yeah.
And that's where boricuas, I feel, have bridged the gap con los centroamericanos y los mexicanos. Well, because they found... manera de expresarse que se podía se podían identificar la gente que no eran boricua, ¿me entiendes? Pero eran palabras que entendían.
Claro, pero tú tienes que aceptar también
con la pámpara encendida, man. I'm Dominican, I still don't know what the fuck that means.
Yo, come on.
Dime
man,
tú.
Nigga, you don't
la pámpara.
Like,
nigga, tell me one pámpara you've ever met.
Yo.
Not a real Dominican, bro.
Nigga, you tell me what the fuck pampara means.
Pero look, man, nigga, tú tienes que entender
Like, when you go like this, you know, that means you don't know.
look, mira. Si estoy correcto y que me, tú sabes, que me correcten los dominicanos, pero va a decir la verdad, pa' mí.
Yo no te voy a corregir because I don't know.
I'm just saying, though, like, pa' mí, cuando dicen que tiene la pampara encendida, papi, we all been in church. What is the most beautiful instrument that you hear going?
Es una pampara. Is that what it's called?
I mean, if that's what y'all call it.
I don't know.
But that's what I always thought it was. La pampara encendida. Que
is that what it's called?
El coro. Si estoy equivocado, estoy equivocado.
No, mira, nosotros tenemos
pues
directamente desde Santiago de los Caballeros.
Pues dale,
ven
Fabio,
aquí, ven.
¿Qué es la pampara?
Ven acá, ven. Ven para acá,
ven,
coño.
Ven aquí, loco. Ven. ¿Qué es la pampara?
It's your birthday, nigga. I'm good. No one loves you.
Fabio no nos quiere decir qué es la pámpara.
Dímelo, mira, mira. No, el micrófono te va a escuchar. Dilo.
La pampara prendida es like what's good. Está todo prendido, está todo alarmado.
Pero qué es
meanings.
La actual pámpara.
That's different meaning.
Like
la pámpara really is a hookah. That's how they started.
Ah, that's interesting. I thought it was always a musical instrument.
I had no idea. La pámpara es la hookah.
La pámpara es la hookah. Por eso
y los dominicanos tienen la pámpara encendida hasta en la playa. You seen that shit, nigga?
Yo, everywhere
y'all go. You seen that video? Niggas had a fucking hookah en la playa.
Yo, listen. Everywhere y'all go. Everywhere that y'all go, it does not fucking matter where y'all at.
But
that
we
motherfucking
turn up there,
hookah.
Goddamn,
yes,
where
sir.
We go.
Y'all niggas turn up everywhere.
So, yeah, when you hear the word la pámpara, that's the hookah.
En la hookah.
So, y lo mejor es que siempre ha comenzado que era la pámpara prendida.
Ah.
Oh, tú tienes la pámpara prendida.
You see, we learn something new every day.
Look at that.
We just got educated on a live
That's
broadcast.
The Santiago de los Caballeros directo.
Yes, sir.
Connection. All right, so all y'all niggas, we just put y'all on game.
Yes, sir.
Niggas was like, I always kind of knew that.
He's like, oh, yeah, I kind of knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, I always knew that.
But you hit him with that, nigga, you ain't no shit.
At least I'm honest. Nigga, yo nah, you good. Yo soy turiti.
He said, yo soy turita. Me no speaking English.
That was a very famous ass movie back in the day. Okay. Un verano en Nueva York, ¿no te acuerdas?
Sí,
la primera
pero
cosa que llega, yo soy turiti.
Sí, pero también Sanky Panky, papi.
I got bad memories with that movie.
Qué cabrón tú eres.
I got bad memories with that movie.
Pero no, para pa seguir lo que tú me preguntaste, ahora mismo tenemos un par de temas en la calle. El primer tema, obvio, dije que fue Jodeci. El segundo fue Patek, que lo hice con Bubba Clan.
Patek?
Yeah, it's called Patek.
Like Patek Philippe?
Yeah, like Patek Philippe. You feel me? It ain't the Rolly, it's the Patek.
Yeah, that's a house.
Or if it ain't the Patek, it's the Rolly. Okay. You feel me? So all right. We wanted to give the people of the world a song that they can hustle to.
Bet.
Le queríamos dar al mundo una canción que cuando tú la tocas en la discoteca, tú dices, diablo, puñeta, esto me hace sentir bien.
Oye, eso, I'm glad that you said something like that. You know why? Mm-hmm. Porque hay mucha gente que no entienden que la música que hace un artista no es para que la gente identifique 100% como que this is my life.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
This could be like, I want this to be my life, or this is my grind, nigga. This is like, yeah, I'm gonna put on some trap music and I'm gonna get shit done today.
Of course.
You feel me? Sometimes you need that shit. You don't want to listen to no Tony Robbins when you really gotta go do some nigga street shit. Like, you just gotta invest in this. Look, Tony Robbins with that deep ass voice.
But shout out to Tony Robbins.
I was 33 years old and I had nothing. Mm-hmm.
Damn, nigga, tú estás encendido.
Yo, that Hennessy.
Yo, shout out to Henny. We lit right now.
So what's the next single?
Well, to be honest with you.
Or the next project, rather.
We just dropped La Noche.
No me hables en we. Háblame de mí.
Yo salí con otro tema que se llama La Noche. Okay.
Ajá.
Esa pista.
Ya salió.
Ya está en todas las plataformas digitales.
¿Cómo se encuentra?
You can go on Spotify, you can go on Apple Music, just put Lyricist, LIRICI$T.
Okay, Lyricist with a dollar sign in the S.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Cool.
Because we all about the Benjis.
All about the Benjamin, son.
Yes, sir.
Yo, this is one of my favorite songs. Did you know that Jadakiss wrote that song? He's not
of
even
course.
On it?
Hey, yo, shout out to Jadakiss, the kiss of death.
Yo, he's not even on the song. You know Jadakiss wrote Victory?
Man, Jadakiss wrote a lot of y'all favorite songs.
Yo,
back
the
in
sun
the day.
Don't shine forever, but as long as we here, everybody will shine together.
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite Biggie songs, bro.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, a lot of people don't understand that he really ghost wrote a lot of the biggest hits in the mid-2000s, early-2000s.
Yo, it's funny. They were signed to Bad Boy. The Lox were signed to Bad Boy.
Yeah.
And Diddy gave them a way out.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I don't think it's ever been heard of in the music industry, but after fucking Biggie died.
No. I mean, he...
They shut them all down. They shut them all down to say, if anybody wants to get out of labor, you are free to go right now.
Yeah.
After Biggie died.
Yeah.
It was just like...
Rest in peace to one of the legends.
We out.
Biggie.
And they went to Rough Riders.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was all that better, but... they started making some money, though. They started making some bread.
But let's keep it real, though. Anybody, famous. Anybody who's from up north, and anybody who's from anywhere in the U.S., Rough Riders had the game on lock for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to DMX.
Absolutely, bro.
You know, but
that's a legend in his own right.
To conclude what we was talking about in the beginning is, I'm the one who's gonna bring change to the game. You
understand
absolutely. Me? Cuando yo digo que yo quiero cambiar el juego, yo lo voy a cambiar. ¿Tú sabes por qué? Porque yo traigo algo diferente. Mis líricas son diferentes. Yo no estoy hablando de lo mismo que habla todo el mundo. ¿Me entiendes? Yo siempre, aunque nosotros explotemos como la champaña, papi, yo siempre me voy a considerar underground. Porque a mí me gusta el underground. Hay muchos artistas en el mundo que tienen mucho talento. Pero como la imagen no está ahí,
ajá,
no pueden escalar para llegar allá arriba. pero tienen un talento tremendo.
Absolutely.
And yo tengo un tema que se llama Lealtad, que vamos a soltar en un par de semanas con un ghostwriter that's very respected in our game.
I heard about that. I was going to get to that, but...
Nah, you good. I'll jump straight into it. You feel me?
We can you say ghostwriter? We know who it is?
Yeah, he's a ghostwriter, bro. It's Benny Benny.
Okay.
Come on. He wrote a lot of all y'all favorite reggaeton hits.
I mean, between him and Wise?
Yeah, Wise the gold pen.
Esos son los dos.
Yeah, hay que darle su respeto.
Nesty también.
Nesty, tú sabes, papi. Y la gente no le gustan cuando tú le das respeto
a lo que están haciendo la música.
¿Me entiendes? Mucha gente dice, no, que Kendo también, esto, ok, Kendo le mete.
Se le mete.
Pero vamos a ser real, antes pero de Kendo.
Pero hits.
Yeah.
Hits.
Antes de Kendo.
Plax.
Yeah. Que están, que tú vas a los estudios de ellos, papi, y las placas están ahí.
Rakim Kenwai.
Rakim Kenwai, papi.
Like, come on.
We could talk about this all day.
All day long. All day long, honestly.
Pero el punto es que hice el tema con él. Se llama Lealtad.
So, ¿tú estás cantando en el tema? O,
chanteando también.
¿Y él?
Y él rapea. Metiéndole
oh, so Benny is on the track.
Yeah, Benny laced okay. it. Benny laced right. the whole nasty ass 16.
It's already out?
Yeah. We're gonna drop it. We're gonna drop it a couple weeks. I released it the day of the show at Jay Keeler's.
Okay, all right,
I just
cool.
I didn't do his verse that day because...
Well, he wasn't there. Right?
Well, he wasn't there, and out of respect... For him, you feel me? We haven't released a song on digital platforms.
Oh, okay.
I respect a man who gave me respect.
Absolutely.
Y lo digo en español. Yo respeto el hombre que me brindó a mí respeto sin conocerme. ¿Me entiendes? Pero lo que muchos artistas tienen que entender es que si tú quieres trabajar, tú tienes que respetar.
Amén.
La razón por qué tú tienes que respetar es porque... Tú puedes aprender algo nuevo todos los días.
Absolutely.
Alrededor de esa gente. Esa gente sabe.
Bajar ese juego. Guille. Bajar ese Guille. Como oh, I worked hard to get here.
Yeah,
this room,
like,
this
yo, todo el mundo trabaja duro.
Amén.
Todo el mundo trabaja duro, papi. Tú puedes hacer zapatos todos los días. Tú hombre, trabajas
yo,
duro.
Exacto, bro. Yo digo sí. eso, like, oh, yo, I've been working, I'm doing this rap shit for many years. And yo, hay gente que se faja en roofs, man. Eso es trabajo duro.
Yeah,
¿me entiendes?
Shout out to all the roofies in Atlanta.
Exacto.
Shout out to Perimeter Roofing.
Anybody fucking working and putting fucking food on the table, respect, nigga.
Shout out to my boy Top Price in Perimeter Roofing. And y'all boys doing a great job here in Georgia.
Keep hustling. I love that
big.
Shit, bro.
Pero lo que me gustó de trabajar un tema con Benny es que los dos.
He showed you how to write a song, huh?
Nah.
Not showed you, but like, did you get any insight?
When you going to play in the big leagues, you got to listen.
Right. So you guys worked in the studio together?
Nah, it was separate. He was too busy
corona,
in Orlando.
Nigga. Corona,
you know,
corona.
No. Tú sabes que él hace freestyle manía. Él siempre está en el estudio metido. Tú sabes que él siempre está trabajando.
Ajá.
Yo no tuve la oportunidad personalmente para ir hablando y sentarme con él ahí. Solo hicimos de estudio a estudio, productor a productor.
A mí también este año ha sido difícil. Yeah. Nobody knows, who got the Rona.
Pero la realidad es que colaboramos en algo que para mí...
Right.
Yo lo digo, para mí, eso fue una bendición como artista en mi vida, que una persona que lleva muchos años en el juego puso su ojo sobre mí cuando escuchó mi voz. Y eso a mí me da mucho orgullo. Yo sé que hay gente, papi, que son unos odiosos, papi, que no le gustan que uno diga estas cosas. I'm gonna keep saying it in this podcast because it needs to be said.
Say it, nigga. Say it with
you
your chest.
Me? Nah, nigga, I speak from my chest and I speak from my heart.
Amen.
I fear no one but God.
Amen.
You feel me? So it's like working with
I'm
that man.
I'm scared of the IRS.
Nah, fuck that, nigga. The IRS ain't coming for us yet.
Them niggas after me.
Nah, six figures. They ain't fucking with you unless you're making six figures. But the point is that we're gonna drop this song here in a couple weeks, and we're gonna drop a video too.
Okay, so you guys already shot the video?
So y'all be ready. Now we shooting the video ASAP.
I'm going.
We're just waiting for him to
I'm like,
have,
yo, Betty!
Yeah. We just gotta go ahead and get that in order with him and his team because he's very busy. Word. You feel me? So it's like, you got to respect that.
We got to get him on the podcast if we can do that,
of man. Of course, man. It'll be a beautiful blessing to have his manager and him, even if it's through FaceTime, just for them to give us that time. It's just beautiful. The whole point of it is this. Y'all little niggas, and I say this to all upcoming artists, you got to respect the ones who are already running the relay. All right?
Absolutely.
Remember, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Finish.
And a lot of you little niggas gotta understand one thing, and Lyricist is gonna tell you today. Stay humble, stay hungry, always be willing to learn, always be willing to expand your mind so you can become a brand just like them. The point is to be a mogul, to be an icon. And the only way for you to be an icon is if you have an open mind and if you're ready to work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of artists nowadays think because we kicked 16s and we did a little dope ass little track, the city got it bumping, that we made it. Nah, bro.
You gotta spend money.
Exactly.
Spend money at the end of the day.
It's you wanna not go just, far?
It's not just a microphone.
You wanna go
it's
far?
It's not just a computer. It's not just Apollo. It's not just a couple of plugins. It's not beat leases or nothing like that.
You gotta go far with your
money. It's promoting your songs, promoting your videos on the platforms. Mm-hmm. Payola, man. I don't give a fuck how much they want to say que la payola. La payola. Si tú no estás en payola, man, que tú estás atrás.
Claro.
Mucha manega, gente uno tiene que... La payola, man, is paying for some shit to get on YouTube, man. Eso es payola.
No, claro, eso es verdad. I mean, hay mucha gente que no tienen el dinero, papi. Yo voy a ser real.
Eso es la realidad. That's hay the gente... thing. It's the point. Tú vas a salir a explotar botella o tú vas a quedarte en tu casa y pagar esos 100 pesos y tu canción se escucha 3,000, 4,000 veces.
Es como el joseo, papi. Si tú no puedes venir a josear si tú no tienes chavo, no puedes jugar. Eso es algo que es, eso es regla, papi.
Ya en los tiempos de antes era una cosa de que, oh, I'm a get rich day with music. Now it's like, nigga, you better come with some shit to make music.
Yeah, you got
you. Or really, you gotta have somebody on your team that knows what the fuck
they're
doing.
Shout out to Los Bravos. Shout out to PKM.
Los Braves.
Shout out to Yay. Shout out to Pumita. Shout out to Flaco. Shout out to Steven.
So Lyricist.
Shout out to Tunes ATL.
I'm gonna do a couple like a little brief session. I'm just gonna ask you like a whole bunch of fucking questions.
You good? Una preguntita. Let's get it.
Don Omar or Daddy Yankee?
Yankee, I love you, but I gotta go with Don Omar.
Okay, red or blue?
Blue all day, cuz.
Okay. Diablo, I thought I had a lot more questions. No, Coke or Pepsi?
Shit, man, come on, man. Coca-Cola, my nigga.
Spotify or Apple?
That's a good one, but hey, shout out to Apple Music, baby. You've been treating me good. Shout out to Spotify, too, though. They treat me well.
Dime cuál.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I love them both, but...
No, this is quick, bro. This is not going to change your career.
Man, look, man. You want the honest truth? Apple Music all fucking day.
All day long. All right, cool. I don't pay for no Spotify premium. Fuck them.
Yo, chill, nigga. We can get sued for that shit.
Nigga, why? I don't owe them no money.
But, nigga, I'm an artist.
Yo lo dije.
Nah, no, you good.
Let the record show. I said, fuck Spotify.
Nah, nah. Don't say that shit.
No, I'm just saying premium. I'm a free member.
Nah, it's cool. I mean, look, bro. This is just the reality with that. No. This is the reality
with
that.
You can't pay for every service, nigga. I already got Apple Music. I already got Tidal.
We pay $10 in Apple Music, right? And then with Spotify Premium is what? Another 10, right? Something like that.
And I pay for the YouTube Premium, too, because I'm tired of the fucking ads.
No, that's cool.
Ya son 30.
Yeah,
that's cool. But I know your ads.
Yeah, that's cool. But at the end of the day, you know how it goes. It takes money to make money.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they're giving you and I a chance to use their platforms.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean,
they making money too. Don't make it look like oh, nosotros estamos aquí por ustedes.
Nah, my
nigga. Because
them
pockets are deep.
They're a tool. Listen, one thing I learned in life, in business.
Remember, YouTube makes famous people, but they get really rich doing it.
Exactly. But
really
listen,
rich.
Yeah, but check this out. There's still a tool that you have to have in your toolbox.
Yes.
For you to
And it's not just one tool.
Yeah,
y eso que la gente no entiende.
Yeah.
You gotta, yo, cada día, you gotta get better and you gotta learn new skills.
Of course.
Pero the new skills aren't just like, oh, I'm giving up on my other ones. No, it's...
Yeah, this
encima,
is an addition.
Encima,
yeah, this encima. Is an addition. Claro.
Don't stop freestyling because you fucking started fucking like recording your shit.
Yeah.
Sigue en eso. Yeah. It doesn't mean stop doing that.
Nah, that ain't never gonna die in me. That's how I started. Like, right. That's I always believe in the five elements of hip hop, regardless if I do reggaeton or not. Like,
absolutely.
I'm a hip hop head till the day I die.
Yo, look, honestly, that's how I feel. Yeah. I'm a hip hop head till I die. I was raised in New York. And
shout out to New York.
You know, it took me a while to get around to the reggaeton thing.
No, that's fine.
It took me forever, honestly. I didn't even like Dembow. I used to hate Dembow. And now it's just like, yo, that shit popping. I got it.
But when you found it, what happened?
Quería beber.
No, pero cabrón, ¿dónde está el agua al diente?
Quebrada.
Vete y trae.
Eso está vacío, loco.
Que nos tienes a nosotros aquí con C, cabrón. Me tienes con agua y Red Bull, papi. Trae el agua al diente, mi hermano. Es tu cumpleaños.
Saca la tequila, que está ahí.
Vamos para allá, papi.
Sácala. Anyway, pero, yo, lyricist.
Dale, what's good? Talk to me, baby.
Give me some shout outs.
Shit, I can shout out a lot of niggas, man.
The important ones.
Well, to be real,
not to say some people aren't important, but
all my niggas is important. I can start like this. Shout out to my brother Dr. D, my biggest supporter. Shout out to Speaker Box ATL, the one who started with me, freestyling, rapping, recording. You know what I mean? Shout out to PKM, the whole camp. You've heard me already shout them out multiple times. But the biggest shout out goes to God.
Where? You got any kids?
Oh yeah, I have my beautiful daughter Layla Grace. Okay, she's been the biggest blessing in my life.
How old is she?
She's about to be 3 years old in April.
Oh wow, terrible. Is it terrible twos or terrible threes?
Nah, man, I don't know.
I'm not a father, man.
My little one, hey, I'm gonna be real.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm lit all day long. She's times 10.
Like, okay, yalo. A little lyricist.
Me? Yeah, nah, I mean, I think she's gonna be a little bit better than her daddy, you feel me?
She's like her mother?
Oh, she's beautiful like her mother.
Aye, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
she's
doubt,
beautiful. No shout out to the mother of my children.
Amen. You feel me? Amen.
Shout out to Stephanie Martinez, Sienna Martinez, my wife. It don't matter. I don't need to hide the truth from the world.
There's nothing wrong with that, bro. I mean, come on.
Nah, because a lot of people think that when you're an artist and shit, you don't got to talk about your family or your kids. Like, look, I'm going to tell you something.
Look, Osuna did.
Yeah. Yeah, you already know.
So
don't
you
even bring up.
You straight,
yeah,
my nigga.
Don't even talk about that topic, but it is what it is. It's the truth. Like, this is the point of it all. I do everything for my family. All
right.
This is the reason why I decided to take it serious. And I'm having good success. A lot of people might hate on me because I'm too real sometimes. I might speak my mind.
Never stop that, though.
But if there's one thing that my OG taught me, may he rest in peace, is that this world needs people who are truthful.
Absolutely.
Y el que no le gusta la real, papi, no te acerque. Si tú eres feca, papi.
It's never difficult to remember the truth.
Yeah.
Niggas gotta stumble when they lie. Oh, da-da-da-da. When you speak nothing but facts, my nigga, the story don't change.
Nah, it's been the same.
There might be more details.
Yeah, it's been the same with me since day one.
Amen.
That young dude who used to run around with them seeds in his hand in Boston, Massachusetts. You feel me? I moved down here, still did the same thing. I went to Central Gwinnett High School.
Right.
I don't need to lie about that. Everybody knows who the hell I am. You feel me? It's a beautiful thing for people to know who you are.
I congratulate you.
Yeah.
And I want you to keep on grinding.
Of course.
I want you to keep on grinding. I want you to feel that you're always welcome here. All right?
Claro, claro.
Pero
gracias.
Nos despedimos, brother. Y vamos a seguir trabajando a lo full. Tú
mira,
también
no
venido siempre en el basement.
Mira, que no se olviden. January 8th. Los B8. Los 1700. Tienen un corciento, papi.
Con Pumita.
Pumita, shout out to Pumita, papi.
All right, no me vayo. January 8th, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Y después el 15,
Dalex.
Estaremos en tarima con Dalex.
All right, you got to check it out. Los Bravos 8 brought to you by Bravos.
Yes, sir. All
right, man.
Appreciate the time.
I appreciate you coming out here being real ass. Motherfucker, just being you. It's a conversation between niggas.
Yeah.
You already know what it
is,
brother.
You already know what it is, baby.
El Basement, you already know.
Shout
follow,
out to
subscribe,
Basement Podcast.
All that good stuff. Let's go. Nos fuimos. We are.
Yes, sir. Mira, y no se olviden tampoco que Jacob también va a soltar otro tema con Pumita que se llama Deportivo.
Deportivo. Check him out. One more time. See your Instagram and all that good stuff so they can find
it. You can follow me on IG, Lyricist ATL. You can follow me on Facebook. It don't even matter. You can follow me on Snapchat, Marcos_Bori. It don't matter.
You can follow him around. If you sleep at the club, just follow him around.
Yeah, to all the people who love music, we good. We love y'all. Thank you so much for giving us this platform to give y'all some good shit.
We still here. Peace out.
Darling.